Good afternoon. Before I start, I actually wanted to mention the fact that Alabama is one of those states that actually lacks a HIE system that's statewide. We lack access to a hospital discharge database. We don't have a state inpatient database. So we've learned to do the best we have with what we can with what we have, which is we collaborate really well. So I'm going to talk a little bit about actually our collaboration with getting information that we needed during a FICE outbreak that occurred in 2015. And I think there were several states impacted by this, but we actually learned about this with a email that came from the Mississippi Department of Public Health asking Alabama if we were aware of any issues and problems with FICE. Immediately, I think that same afternoon, there was a press conference in Montgomery talking about it, but no one had bothered to call the health department. It was the, of course, the law enforcement talking about issues and stuff that they had noted, but they didn't pick up the phone and call us. So we actually initiated an investigation the very next day. The problem that we have is that we were utilizing, one of the sources that we utilize is data from our hospitals. But that is really passive data. It's reporting on an individual hospital level to our area investigators that are located in 11 public health areas. And we were actually doing this on a weekly basis to get the information. We determined that we needed some way to actually validate the information that we had. And so we understood that the National Emergency Management System, as far as with the, had information that was available, and that with 500 plus data elements that in Alabama we had access to 300. So we actually approached EMS and actually utilized the information from those hospital runs with the ambulances, which didn't necessarily catch all of it, but it gave us information down to the zip code level to actually identify not just where somebody reported as a hospital, but where they were picked up, which is a lot of, it aided not just us, but also the law enforcement as far as being able to identify where the actual problems were. So when we look specifically at, this is the hospital reports from the hospitals. We identified over this time frame more than 1,000 people based on the definition that was sent out via a HON alert to the providers and with weekly follow-up with these hospitals. This map actually shows per area in Alabama. We have 11 public health areas, and the one that was most impacted was the Mobile area. When we actually ran the map, we could actually look at the routing as far as what happened when we looked at the EMS data. You could actually come up the Highway 65, the interstate, and actually see the movement of what was going on as far as with the distribution along that route. But 498 was the number that actually occurred within the Mobile County area. So when we looked at the number of EMS calls for possible FICE cases, what you actually see is that we wanted to go back to see what the baseline was, and around 20 normally is what had been happening. And we even went back further than this. We went back to 2014 and we looked at information. And there was some sporadic cases, but it wasn't a huge number. But you can see what happened within March with this blip to 61, which was three times what had been seen earlier in the year. And then the explosion that occurred on in that month of April. We actually got the notification from Mississippi with an email. I think it occurred on April the 13th. We activated and began the investigation, contacting the hospitals on April the 14th. And then all of the information here is related to actual EMS runs. So this isn't based on information that was reported to the hospitals, but actually what happened with the EMS system and what they were having to respond with. So we were actually able to compare the information with the reports to the emergency room and also hospitalizations to what was occurring. So when we look at this, so how is syndromic surveillance different as a result of the success story? We've learned that we can reach out and we collaborate with others to actually not just validate, but also to potentially give us an earlier warning as far as what is going on, instead of waiting to actually look for information and reports, other ways for people to contact us. because apparently law enforcement was aware that this was going on for at least a week or more without making any call to the public health system to say, by the way, we've had some reports of disturbances. We've arrested some people that have had been associated with synthetic marijuana use. So when we look at lessons learned, the EMS data should be considered for situational awareness and utilized more often. We're looking now at other ways to use this data for not just substance abuse, but also when we're looking at potential respiratory outbreaks and other issues. It's readily available, it's pretty timely compared to the other information that we have access, and active surveillance for emerging infectious diseases is something that we've actually looked at exploring. So linkages between these data sources is extremely important, and we're working to do that now. And I do want to acknowledge one person who doesn't want me to. That person there actually was with EMS. She's now with us, but she was the person that ran the data to help us with this.